The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We welcome our viewers of Madani Channel back to another episode of the program The Challenges of Youth. Yes, in this program, we discuss the various challenges that the youth do face, as well as Islamic guidance as to how we can overcome those challenges. So today as well, we are going to discuss one of the challenges that we do face as young people and how we can overcome that challenge as well through the guidance that is given to us in this special, beautiful deen of Islam. But before we get into our topic of discussion, let us remind ourselves of the benefits that we receive when we recite salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh beloved, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever recites salat once upon me, Allah azza wa jal showers 10 mercies upon that person. Subhanallah azza wa jal, one salawat and 10 mercies. Wow, alhamdulillah. Now you and I, we want the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Rather, we need the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, we should partake in the recitation of salawat in large numbers. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now today's topic of discussion is a beautiful one. It is patience is the key to success. Yes, patience is the key to success. Many a times we find ourselves in situations where we are just itching to do something, we don't know what to do, or something happens to us and we don't know how to react, or we react very instinctively. Sometimes it's with harshness, sometimes it's with confusion, sometimes it's just frantic action without really calculating much. But in those moments, if we observe patience, then that becomes the key to our success. Sometimes even difficult, trying, challenging situations can become fruitful for us. We can still be successful even through those situations if we know how to observe patience. So today we're going to be speaking all about patience and patience bringing us to success, inshallah azza wa jal. Before we go any further into that discussion, let's first listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And immediately after the kalam, we'll be back to get into our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Na koi aap jaisa tha, na koi aap jaisa hai. Koi Yusuf se poochhe Mustafa ka husn kaisa hai. Hai jalwa-e janana. Hai jalwa-e janana. Aqa. Tu shama-e risalat hai. Kausar ke chehre se niqab uthe jo saqi e kausar ke chehre se niqab uthe har dil ban main khana har aankh ho paimana khana main khana har aankh آنکھ ہو پیمانا
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے
پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا چھوٹے نہ الہی اب سنگے در جانا نا چھوٹے نہ الہی اب یا رب سنگے در جانا نا
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانا
پروانا
تو ماہ نبوت ہے جلوائے جانا نا
اے جلوائے جانا نا پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا پانی ہے تیرا پانی دانا ہے تیرا دانا پانی ہے تیرا پانی ہاں پانی دانا ہے تیرا دانا
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانا
پروانا
تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا
ہر پھول میں بو تیری ہر شمع میں ذوق تیری ہر پھول میں بو تیری ہر شمع میں ذوق تیری بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل پروانہ ہے پروانہ بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل ہاں بلبل پروانہ ہے پروانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ
پروانہ
تو ماہ نبوت ہے جلوائے جانا نا
اے جلوائے جانا نا وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے جانانا
سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری تا حشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ تا حشر رہے روشن ہاں روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا
جلوائے جانانا اے جلوائے جانانا
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ what a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and every time we listen to the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam we feel so rejuvenated we feel like our hearts have come back to life alhamdulillah this is our love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we thank Allah azza wa jal for having granted us such love for his beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam subhanallah now inshallah azza wa jal we're going to go back into our discussion and that is that patience is the key to success Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us towards patience in the Holy Quran. That when we are in difficulty, whatever our situation be, we should turn towards sabr, we should turn towards patience as a means of our assistance, as a means of our help. Allah Azza wa Jal has said in the Holy Quran, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ O believers, seek help through patience and prayer. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ Undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal is with those who are patient. That was the translation of this ayah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal has guided us towards seeking help in all of our situations, whatever our difficulties, whatever our situations be. Allah Azza wa Jal has guided us to seek help through patience and through salah. Through patience and through prayer. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given a very beautiful reward. For those who are patient. Among the rewards and the greatest of rewards is that Allah Azza wa Jal says that He Azza wa Jal is with the ones who are patient. Now imagine if someone is going through whatever challenge they are going through, whatever difficulty they are going through, but they know that Allah is with me. They know that Allah's help is with me. They know Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy is with us. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, what challenge could be too big? What difficulty could be too much when you know that the one who has all of the power, His Azza wa Jal's help, His blessed mercy is with us throughout whatever the challenge might be. When Allah Azza wa Jal is with you, you have no need to fear. You know that the outcome of your situations is definitely going to be good, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, if you look towards the blessed Anbiya alayhim salam, the blessed prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much of difficulty they went through, how many challenges and trying situations they went through, but Allah Azza wa Jal's help was with them. Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy was always with them. Look at Nabi Ayyub, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam was a person who had wealth. He had family. He had good health. And Allah Azza wa Jal tested him. How did Allah Azza wa Jal test him? His wealth was lost. His family was lost. His health was affected. He became ill. Allahu Akbar. Despite all of these difficulties, he never lost his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was patient at every step along the way. And he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't complain to the people. He turned to Allah Azza wa Jal in dua and said, Allah Azza wa Jal describes his words, mentions his words in the Holy Quran. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam said, Anni massani ad-dur wa anta arhamu ar-rahimin. Sadaqallahu al-azim. This is a beautiful dua. When we are in need as well, when we are in difficulty as well, when we face some difficult situation and we are turning to our Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember the dua of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, distress has touched me. That difficulty has reached me, Ya Rabb. And you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. Subhanallah, he acknowledged his difficulty, but he never lost hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what happened? Allah Azza wa Jal had restored his health. Allah Azza wa Jal returned to him his family. Allah Azza wa Jal returned to him his wealth. And Allah Azza wa Jal doubled it. So however much he had previously, now he had doubled that amount. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. This is the result of patience. When a person is patient, Allah Azza wa Jal's help is with them. Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy is with them. And when the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the help of Allah Azza wa Jal is with you, then what difficulty do you really have? You have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking care of your affairs and taking care of you. You can enjoy those moments instead. Subhanallah. Now some people think that patience means I should just sit and I should do nothing. I should just have to sit silently and I do nothing. And that's what sabr is. But that is not necessarily the definition of sabr. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us means. Allah Azza wa Jal has granted us means towards achieving that which we want to achieve. Whatever it is that we want, there are means to move in that direction. We should adopt those means. We should use those means and turn to Allah Azza wa Jal that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I have used the means that you have granted to me. I am making the effort in the direction that you Azza wa Jal have guided me. Now, oh my Rabb, you please make it successful. Please open my way and grant me that which you know is best for me. For example, a person needs wealth, needs money in order to be able to pay for his rent or to pay for his house. He needs to pay for the food that he's going to eat. So a person thinks, okay, I will just be patient because I don't have money. So what is patience? That person may assume, that I'll just sit and money will fall from the sky. No, this is not the means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspired us with. The means is that we must work. A person might have to start a job, might have to start a business, might have to work hard in some way or the other, apply one's mind and work towards being successful in the endeavor along the way, throughout the way, from inception, throughout the journey, as well as at the end of the journey, a person must keep his hope, his or her hope fixed on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, this is the means that you have granted to me. Therefore, I am taking these steps. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, please bless them. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, please inspire me so that I may move towards a good and profitable direction. So Islam encourages hard work, but it encourages hard work with us keeping our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with us staying focused upon salah, upon the recitation of the Holy Quran, upon doing dhikr, upon keeping good company, upon controlling ourselves, controlling our anger, and thinking about the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us for every challenging time that we are facing within the dunya. Whatever the difficulty, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has guided us, telling us that whatever the difficulty we are going through, it is a means of expiation for our sins. So yes, someone might be in need of finances and he's striving and he's working and he's doing his best, but he's still going through some difficulties. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, think Allah Azza wa Jal is rewarding me for all of these difficulties that I'm going through in order to earn halal rizq. And Allah Azza wa Jal has written that rizq for you. Allah Azza wa Jal has written that sustenance for you and you are going to get it whether you want it or you don't want it. What is meant for you, it's going to come your way, subhanallah. Through that challenging time, keep patience in mind. know that I must be patient. Allah knows when it is best for me. And I'm satisfied, I'm happy, I'm content with the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Patience is not always about just sitting and waiting for the storm to pass. No, rather, patience is learning how to remain close to Allah Azza wa Jal even whilst the storm is still happening. Even when we are in difficulties, even when we are in trying times, staying close to our Rabb. Keeping the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal upon our tongues and in our hearts is what gets us through the storm. It's not just about waiting. Build our relationship with our Rabb. And sometimes we are so fortunate that those trying times becomes the means of us regaining our focus to rebuild and strengthen our relationship with our Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanallah azza wa jal, with us growing closer to our Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in times of difficulty, it's important for us to also maintain a good relationship with the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in times of difficulty, we need to exercise patience with the servants of Allah Azza wa Jal as well. You find that people tend to exercise patience outside of the home very easily. For example, when someone is speaking to their senior, their superior at work, they exercise lots of patience. Their CEO, director, manager, boss, etc. can tell them almost anything and they are very patient. But we find that when the same person is within the home, then another side becomes apparent. Someone is very patient with their neighbors, with their distant relatives, but with their immediate relatives, they tend to lose their patience. But it's important for us to know and to understand that as charity begins at home, patience too begins at home. We have to exercise patience with those who are closest to us. And that's the challenging part, because we often expect that they need to understand us, but we need to understand them too. We often think they need to listen to us, but we need to listen to them too. We often feel that they need to be empathetic towards us, but we need to empathize with them as well. They are close to us and they are closest to us. And yes, they will be the most understanding, but that means we too should be the most understanding towards them. And so ensure that we do not just behave patiently outside of the home, but let out our frustration with those within the home. No, this is not the Islamic way. The Islamic way is to be patient even within our homes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us such beautiful guidance in the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة. Translation. And among his signs is that he, Azza wa Jal, created spouses for you from yourselves so that you may find peace in them. And he placed love and mercy between you. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. How beautiful that we find peace within our spouses. And Allah Azza wa Jal has placed this beautiful bond of love, of mercy within us towards our spouses. And yes, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we don't doubt that the love is there. But the mercy needs to be there as well. That is also part of that relationship that Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with when Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with spouses. So some believe and some feel that love is there and that's the end of it. No, mercy has to be there. Understanding has to be there. Patience has to be there. We need to listen more and speak less. You know, once someone told me that Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with 2 ears and 1 mouth. We should ponder into this wisdom as well. So we should listen more and we should speak less. Wow, subhanallah, quite something to think about. But when we don't listen and we just expect that we must be heard and we don't want to be understanding of the next person and we just expect that they need to understand us and we don't want to feel sympathy and empathy towards them, we just expect that they need to feel sympathetic and empathetic towards ourselves, then homes break. Homes suffer. Homes are built on individuals. Those individuals suffering, those individuals breaking is what causes the entire structure to break, to collapse. In many homes we have husbands feeling unappreciated, wives that are feeling unheard, parents feeling distant from their children, children feeling misunderstood by their parents. Different generations have different ways of thinking. And Everyone just wants to win the argument, but the solution is not always in just winning the argument. The solution is in maintaining and strengthening the relationship. Sometimes winning the argument could cost you the relationship. Now, really, is that winning or is that losing? Whilst at other times, letting that argument go. Even in the apparent way of looking at it, it might seem that we lost the argument, but we saved the relationship. Is that winning? Yes, indeed. That is winning. We just have to let it go. We have to let go of that ego of wanting to always be right. We have to be prepared to listen. We have to be prepared to even let the other make mistakes. Many a times you have parents that don't have enough patience to let their children make mistakes. They expect perfection from their children whilst their children are growing up. What do we create? We create fearful children. We create children that are too afraid to take another step, too afraid to try something new, too afraid to experiment. Why? Because they know that perfection is expected from me from the word go. From the very beginning, I need to be perfect at it, or else I will be scolded, or else I will be looked down upon, I will be insulted. Why should they be living in such a feared environment? Why should they be living in such a volatile environment? Children need peace, children need comfort, and that demands patience from the parent. The parent needs to exercise patience, see the child making a mistake, heading in that direction, maybe guide them. But if they make little mistakes here and there, that is part of the learning curve. That is part of them growing to be excellent human beings. We have to and we should be patient with our families. We should be kind to our families. We should be understanding towards them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The best amongst you are those who are best to their families." And the beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam further said, "And I am the best among you towards my family." Subhanallah azza wa jal, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam leading so perfectly by example. And so, subhanAllah, us being understanding and lending the ear and being patient enough to see mistakes happen, and rather than putting someone down, encouraging them and picking them up, that is what leads to a successful home. That is what leads to successful relationships, that we listen before we speak. We listen instead of just responding. We listen to understand and not just to respond. We avoid anger and harsh words. Rather, we open our hearts to people, be soft towards them, speak kindly towards them, and pick them up. We should be that uplifting person in our homes instead of trampling down the next person. Trampling the next person down, that is not the Islamic way. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam uplifted his ashab. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uplifted his blessed family. Understand others. Understand their struggles. See their difficulties. Why they are behaving the way they are behaving. What is it that's causing them difficulty? Help them. Parents are going to deal with children. Advise them with wisdom. Advise them after listening to them. Yes, they have minds of their own as well. It's going to take some patience. It's going to take some time. We're going to have to lend an ear and listen. But after you listen, inshallah azza wa jal, better, more beautiful pearls of wisdom will leave your mouth and will enter their minds and hearts. And children benefit from the experience of the elderly, benefit from their advice. Be patient as well with them. As parents and grandparents need to be patient with children and grandchildren, children and grandchildren, be patient with parents and grandparents. They have seen a lot of life. Yes, sometimes they might be a little slower in articulating that which they want to say, but it's worth the wait. You wait a little and you receive years of wisdom within a few words and a few moments. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us all with the treasure of patience, the key to success. Yes, patience is the key to success. We have come to the end of today's program, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll see you on the next program called The Challenges of Youth. But until then, continue watching Madani channel, continue gaining blessings from the advices given to us in the Holy Quran, in the blessed hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Stay attached to this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami that will benefit you and I in this world and the hereafter. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.